This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says a war on Hamas in Gaza will continue for many more months. He was pushing back Saturday against persistent international ceasefire calls following mounting civilian deaths, hunger, and mass displacement in the besieged enclave. Netanyahu also thanked the Biden administration for its continued backing, including the approval for a new emergency weapons sale, the second this month, to bypass Congress. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas. It's a stance shared by the Biden administration, which at the same time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. And new fighting, Israeli warplanes struck urban refugee camps in the center of Gaza. The top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their reckless attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. But the Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said in an Associated Press interview on Saturday that more nations are joining the international maritime mission to protect vessels in the vital waterway, and trade traffic is beginning to pick up. Operation Prosperity Guardian was announced just over 10 days ago. Cooper said that since then, 1,200 merchant ships have traveled through the Red Sea region, and none have been hit by drone or missile strikes. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. Korean news agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. His statement suggests North Korea will continue a run of weapons tests to expand its arsenal. This is all amid